Reading for April 10th, entitled, Shunning Satan's Snares. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Satan is rallying his forces to contend with the advancing work. He would bring reproach upon the work of God by setting brother against brother and bringing in the elements of suspicion and evil surmising. I am bidden to say to our people, do not devise evil one against another. Do not cherish unbelief in your hearts. Do not harbor suspicion against your brethren and sisters. This is one of the most successful ways in which Satan works to alienate the hearts of those who should be doing God's service. Spend much time in earnest prayer for your individual selves. Talk and act as if in the presence of God. Disaffection began in heaven because Satan could not have the place he coveted. Disaffection and distrust had never before entered any heart. When Satan began his evil work, he did not himself see where it would lead. But the thoughts he entertained, after a time, were expressed in suggestions of evil, and these, diffused among the angels, led to the great rebellion which was the beginning of all the woe and misery that has befallen mankind. To those who are inclined to suspect others of wrongdoing and to charge their brethren with evil, I would say, please read in the book Great Controversy, the chapter entitled The Origin of Evil. Bring home its truths to your individual hearts. Remember that it was the spirit of envy and evil surmising cherished in the heart of the rebel angel that began the evil work that opened the floodgates of woe upon our world. Satan is working in every church to spoil the flock of God. He seeks to lead brother to think evil of brother, and in this way he causes a great deal of grief and pain. I am instructed to say to every soul who professes to be a follower of Christ, keep your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no guile. Through self-exaltation, Satan works to ruin the soul, and his working may be seen in every church. My brethren and sisters, keep strict guardianship over your spirit. Guard your words, lest Satan lead you to repeat his own history. Guard your thoughts. In these closing days of earth's history, Satan is working with desperate effort to seduce souls into sin. Keep your tongue as with a bridle. Keep your thoughts upon the word of the living God. The same spirit that prompted rebellion in heaven is at work in our churches. We are living in the last days of this earth's history, and Satan is making determined efforts to subvert the mind. Taken from Letter 66, dated April 10th, 1909, entitled, To Those Assembled at Camp Meeting.